Jesus Christ, our Lord. But sometimes what we know right here, and sometimes even here in our heart, we still need reassurance. And in this pregnant passage, filled with a series of sermons within it, are two things that the Spirit of God impressed upon me this week. And I invite you to write these down. John says that when our hearts, that can also be translated when our consciences, when our hearts, when our consciences condemn us, misleading us, redirecting us inappropriately, we are to remember this, that God is greater than our hearts, that God is greater than our consciences, that God knows everything. Now, in this pregnant passage of Scripture, prior to that verse that I just read to you, John says that we should love like God loved us. We should love like Jesus did when he laid down his life for us. That we should lay down our lives for others. Now let me ask you this. Is anyone here today living up to that? Has anyone mastered this command? Now when you add on to this the possibility of persecution for the faith, which the Johannine community was imminently to face, you can see where serious doubts arise. John also says this, and this is the second point, that when doubts arise and the convictions that we once held so dearly seem to slip away from us, don't forget this, that the witness of the Holy Spirit gives us assurance that he lives in us. That is found in verse 24b. Let me restate that again. The witness of the Holy Spirit gives us assurance that he lives in us. So, when doubts arise from whatever spectrum, we are to remember that our emotions, our consciences, our hearts can misdirect us and misguide us, because God knows everything, even our imperfections. For no one in this sinful, broken world loves purely. But God knows us deeper than we know ourselves. And he will send the Holy Spirit in various ways to convict us. When I was at Baylor University, I came under the influence of Milton Cunningham, who for years served on the Billy Graham advisory team. He was a wonderful man of God. He was concluding his time at Baylor by being chaplain of that university. He called a ministerial conference, and I attended. There was this huge African-American pastor. His name eludes me to this day. He got up to speak, and he said, "By the age of 25, I had earned a PhD from Harvard University in Divinity. I had many things figured out in my life. I was now a pastor of a prominent church in Houston, Texas, and that church was growing. It was flourishing. And then out of nowhere, my wife got sick, and she died suddenly. All that I had been taught, all that I had studied, all that I had experienced to this point gave me no solace at the moment. And I left my church and I left my God and I said, if that's how God is, I want nothing to do with Him. And one day, running from God, he was in a supermarket, perhaps HEB, in Houston, Texas. He had his hands full of groceries, still seething with anger toward God. And this woman, who he did not know, had never seen before, came up to him and said, you're a minister of the Word of God. I know it. He said, no, I'm not, ma'am. Said, you're running from God. He said, ma'am, I've never met you. I don't know who you are. And he ran around to the other side. Guess who pursued him? That woman, whom he had never met, did not know, was speaking truth into her, his life, turned the corner, and there she was again. He became so flabbergasted, he threw all of his groceries up into the air and ran out of the store. And he ran into the arms of Jesus Christ. That is the witness and the power of the Holy Spirit in bringing assurance and redirection and conviction and bringing a lost soul home to Jesus. This very week, on Thursday, during a doctor's visit, our own Gail Brooks walked in anticipating to hear her doctor say, cancer free. Instead, the doctor said, your cancer is still there. In fact, it has grown. Gail called that a dark Thursday. She told me yesterday, face to face, it was worse than the day that she discovered she had cancer. The night was awful. Tears. And despair. But then came the morning, and she did what she normally does many times, even when she didn't feel like doing it, she opened up her Bible to her devotion. And I want you to open your Bible right now to where she turned. It's called Psalm chapter 13. It is Psalm chapter 13. It is a short psalm. It is an honest psalm. It's composed of 6 verses. And here is what Gail Brooks read that lifted her out of the slough of despond, out of the despair, and she felt the embrace of God Almighty around her, because God was greater than her heart. God was greater than her conscience. That God knows everything, and He spoke through this word. Listen at it. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer me, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I will trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for He has been good to me. Tears of despair turn to tears of soul-ish rejoicing that God Gail listened. When your heart condemns you and you feel you don't measure up, you can't love deeply enough, you can't pray that you see prayers answered immediately, that you realize you cannot obey, you say, I just can't do this. God knows you better than you know yourself. He's greater than our hearts. He sends us the witness of the Holy Spirit to give us assurance when we need it the most that He lives in us. So even though we're broken and flawed, incomplete in every way, and will never measure up, instead of running from the faith, embrace the mystery that God still loves you. Let's pray together. Almighty God, precious Lord and tender Spirit, as we come to this time of invitation, we bring all of our doubts and we bring all of our troubles to you, and you can take us where we are. So, Lord, you anticipated that we would doubt, that troubles would come our way, that we would sense we could never measure up. And instead of getting comatose, instead of getting sedate, instead of running away, we can know that when you call us, you're going to see us through to the very end. Even though we fall, we falter, we fail, you're not through with us, and you are not giving up on us. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.